You're listening to Inside Out. Inside Out with Tim Gilligan is a podcast providing weekly biblical insight to encourage you on your walk with God. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And most of the time, the greatest fruit in your life is cultivated through the small, spiritual disciplines you exercise on a consistent basis. This podcast is meant to help you live a life that is happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed. And now, let's get ready for Pastor Tim. Enjoy today's episode.
Welcome to Inside Out. Thank you for joining me today. We're talking about worship. And in the previous episode, we talked about that God is worthy of worship and that we are worshipers. We're created. It is our created divine design to be worshipers. And who or what you worship, that's the variable. And you will worship. You just will. You're a worshiper. You're going to worship something or someone. And your worship will result in either a fullness in your life or emptiness in your life. We also explored the idea that the heart is the heart of true worship. Don't just go through the motions. Don't let it just be ritual. Make sure that your heart is in it. And remember, your heart cannot be in what your mind is not on. So to make sure that we're all there, that we're focused mentally and putting our hearts into it and worshiping God, because worship honors the one to whom we owe everything. And we do. We owe God everything. We deserve nothing. Well, let's don't even talk about what we deserve. But as far as the goodness of God, we deserve nothing. But in his love for us, in his greatness, in his perfection, and who he is worthy of our worship. He is worthy of our honor. And so I want to encourage you to be a worshiper. Now, one of the big events of worship, and don't let it be the only one, is when you come to church. So we have a portion of the service, we call it at Meadowbrook, where I pastor, that we lift up. And so during that time that we lift up the Lord, it's music, it's singing, because that is the best group activity. So worship, whether you're in church with a bunch of people, you're in a small group, or you're all by yourself, this is very important where we want to start out today. Worship is an invitation into his presence. So worship is an invitation into his presence. When we gather together in worship, he is, God is, divinely present. Matter of fact, one of the attributes of God is he is omnipresent. Omnipresent means he's everywhere present at the same time. But I want to make a point of this. He is everywhere present at the same time, but he is not everywhere present in the same way. So where there are people that are ignoring him, he's present. Where there are people that are worshiping him, he is present. But I believe that worship welcomes him and honors him. And I believe that we'll experience more of his presence as we worship him and honor him, welcome him. Again, whether you're by yourself or you're with whole church or a small group. Now, worship is an invitation into his presence. He invites us, created us to be, and then he invites us to worship him. And when we do that, it's not just our acts of service. It's not just this religious thing that we're doing. We actually can experience and enjoy and gain from his presence. Another point is this: worship prepares our hearts for the seed of God's word. Now, we understand from Scripture, specifically one of the parables of Jesus, that our hearts are soil and God's word is seed. In Jeremiah 4, verse 3, "For thus says the Lord to the men of Judah and Jerusalem, break up your fallow ground and do not sow among thorns." So Judah, say to the men of Judah, Judah was a Levite, he was a priest, he was a musician. And it's not a far step at all to include that this priesthood and musician that say to the sons of Judah, break up the fallow ground. I believe that praise and worship plows up the fallow ground or that packed soil. the soil of our hearts can get packed and compressed. Just life and pressure and problems. The soil of our heart gets trampled and packed down, like soil that gets, you know, trampled on and pressure and things dropped on it and laid on it. It is vital to get that soil because, again, the heart is the heart of true worship. I've got to get my heart not hard but plowed up, as Scripture says in Jeremiah. And praise and worship is one of the things that does that. Further, worship orders and reorders our hearts and our minds and our lives around God. It's kind of a holy reset. So worship, when we choose to worship God and we put our minds on Him and our hearts on this and we center our lives around it, it orders and reorders. It's a holy reset of us entirely when we worship God. This is why it is so important, not just that we're giving what is due to God, but the benefit for us is this holy reset. Most everything else in life is horizontal, and worship goes vertical. Nothing else does. Nothing else goes vertical. Everything else is horizontal. So without worship, people end up empty, disoriented, not judging people, but become bizarre, or they become religious, and their religion ends up lifeless and powerless, or what was supposed to be worship in a group just becomes a song service. No, real worship goes vertical and touches the presence of God and lifts and does that holy reset for our hearts and our minds and our lives. Yeah, very, very important that we worship God. And you might say, well, I'm not really into worship. I only like worship when they play my songs. Well, newsflash, worship is not about you. Now, we gain from worship. We benefit from worship. But worship is not about us, and worship is not to us. It's not a matter of you, well, I'm not really into worship, or I only like it when they play my song. You know, can you imagine if you're in the Army and, you know, officer on deck, and I just don't really feel like saluting today. I didn't feel like tucking my shirt in today. I'm not really into all of this training. You know, just imagine that. Just imagine. First of all, I'm not really into worship. Well, you're created to worship. And who or what you worship really, really matters. God is worthy of that worship, and so you should be into it. Because as I said earlier, worship, you know, honors the one to whom we owe everything. So get your mind on that, get your heart on that, and go ahead and worship. Whether or not you actually totally feel like it, or maybe it's a song you don't necessarily, not on your top 10, and in a worship service, just realize that, hey, this is not about me. I've come to worship the Lord. Psalm 150, verse 6 says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, God is worthy, and that is our focus. Worship requires focus. And without focus, it's not worship. That's so important. I want to say it all again. God is worthy of our worship. And God is worthy that. God is worthy. That is our focus. And worship requires focus. And without focus, it's not worship. So that's why we raise our hands and lift our head or bow our head or lift our voice and sing a song and bend our knee. It helps with the focus. It just helps us with the focus. Again, the heart is the heart of true worship. And again, the heart cannot be in what the mind is not on. And so when we gather together, and let me just say this to you, come ready. Join in to worship. Don't be late. Get there. This God is worthy of worship, and God is worthy of you adjusting schedule and preparation time, you know, getting the family ready, getting yourself ready. 10-15 minutes earlier, so you're not late. Don't be late, because not only do you miss out, then you can also be a distraction to others, and I don't think you want to do that. And you break the focus of others, and remember, worship is focus. You divert the attention from God to who are these people coming in late and noisy and all of that. So have self-awareness, but most of all, you know, get this focused in on God. The tension is you want to be all in. And let me say this as I close today. When you do worship, especially in a group, here's the big tension. You want to be all into worship, yet you don't want to distract others. I say it sometimes this way. Stay with the group. Stay with the group. You know, so if you're on your own, you're by yourself, hey, have at it. Do whatever your heart says, let's do this to worship the Lord. But when you come to church, I brought my tuba, or I like doing jumping jacks, or I like to scream or make animal noises. No. Let everything, when we come together, let everything be done decently and in order. So you never want to be a distraction. You never want to divert attention away from others or break the focus of others that are trying to worship God. Stay with the group when you're with the group. And I'll tell you what, God is worthy of worship. We need to honor him and thank him and worship him. You know, the scripture said those who have been forgiven much, love much. And we all deserved hell. So everything else is a gift. Jesus gave it all. So you should bring something. And he is worthy of our worship. He's the creator. He's the redeemer. And Jesus, you are worthy. You are worthy. So let me just encourage each and every one of you. You are a worshiper. So in your car, in your bathtub, in your garden, on a walk, and yes, especially when you come into the house of the Lord, let's worship the Lord from our hearts. The heart is the heart of true worship. God bless you. Have a great week. We'll see you next time on Inside Out.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Inside Out. If this content has been helpful to you, it would mean a lot if you'd leave a review or share this with others on social media. For more teachings and resources, you can visit Meadowbrook Church online at mbcocala.com. And if you have any questions for the podcast, you can send an email to podcast@mbcocala.org. That's all for today. We'll see you next time right here on Inside Out with Tim Gilligan.